Hi, thanks for listening to the Expressing Motherhood podcast. Please feel free to leave a review or subscribe to the podcast, as it all just helps. Expressing Motherhood is celebrating 11 years of people sharing their stories on stage. Thousands and thousands of people have seen the show, and hundreds of performers have shared their stories, and I'm just so grateful for it all. I'm grateful that I'm still doing the show, and it's really rewarding to see it grow and change. So thank you. Christina Fernandez was just in our Los Angeles April show here in Silver Lake. She's a performer, storyteller, and translator. She currently hosts various storytelling nights throughout the city, and upcoming projects include Pang, a podcast about families living below the poverty line, and her own podcast about motherhood and metaphysics. She is a graduate of the CalArts MFA acting program and a proud Puerto Rican. Yes, she says, it's a part of the United States. You can find her at ChristinaFernandez.net. And here is Christina Fernandez in Expressing Motherhood.
My husband, Will, my dear friend Lisa, and I are out for breakfast tacos. Well, they've had breakfast tacos. I'm not really in the mood, but I am having nonstop lemonades, a couple of limeades, hibiscus lemonades, and even a spicy lemonade. Moments later, we're in our kitchen. I'm cutting up lemons, limes. I need more lemonade. I look up. They're staring at me. What? I like lemonade. My husband, Will, looks at me and finally says, "You're pregnant." Obviously, you're pregnant. Turn to my friend Lisa. She's a comic and a stoner, and she's like, "Yeah, this doesn't look good. That's like your 12th lemonade in an hour." I'm like, "No way, you guys. We just had a baby. I have an 11-month-old here. So obviously, that can't be true because life has rules." They insist on getting me a pregnancy test. It cannot light up any faster. It will not even give me the courtesy that it promises you on that shitty little box of the 2 minutes. Thank God there's two. I take the other one. The plus sign is unmistakable. Two plus signs are unmistakable. Hey, a toast to life. So crazy, right? But then Lisa leaves, and I retreat to our room. I need to be alone. Why do I feel like an unwed teen in the 1950s? I'm scared. I feel fuzzy. Is this prepartum? I've actually never heard that before. Holy shit, did I just make that up? I am a depressed genius. What have we done? I can't have another baby. I just had a baby. She's not even a year old. I'm just getting used to Lulu. I miss her. This confuses my husband. He's got tall white guy positivity. He's like, "What do you mean you miss her? That doesn't make any sense. She's right here in front of you." See, this is where our cultural differences rear their ugly ass head. I am a Spaniard. Let me wear black lace all year while I mourn my life and my tits as I know it. How dare this baby come into my life? What about my work and everything I'm trying to do and get back on track? How am I supposed to explain to my one-year-old that I can't pick her up anymore because there's another baby coming? What if I don't love this baby? I'm not gonna love this baby. I remind myself, that's not how love works, right? Love, if it's true love, it makes more of itself. It's not a piece of a pie, your heart grows. But I am not in love. I am in fear. One child. It just feels like I can still have my life. People with one child, I see them in my neighborhood. They look great. Everyone is showered. They're all wearing pants. Two is full on mom. What? Who am I? Do I live in Ohio? I am an actor who happens to have a child, not a mom who takes an acting class in West Hollywood. And I don't know two. I'm an only child. I'm a champion of onlys. My mom had it hard enough with just me. She really struggled. Oh God, what are people gonna say? What are my friends gonna say? They're out there enjoying their one child, and I'm about to go back into the unknown. Oh God, I don't want this. I don't wanna be pregnant. I don't want this baby. God, Christina, you're acting like a child. Acting like a child? I feel like a child. Holy shit. I am at the edge of my experience. 2 weeks go by with a sinking feeling. Time is not on my side. I could terminate this pregnancy. That's an option. That just doesn't feel right. I have a home. I have love in my life. I already have a child. I need help. I talk to my therapist. Check that off the list. She reminds me that I'm a good mom. And I will continue to be a good mom. I talk to friends who say, you're doing great, and you're gonna be great. I go to my OBGYN. He hasn't even had time to forget about me. He's like, what are you doing here? You're pregnant again? I'm like, ah. He's like, I'm gonna give you a minute. But he confirms, I am 10 weeks pregnant. Okay, this is happening, this is real. I am going to be a mother of two, under two. We sit in the chair in the office and he does the ultrasound. And then he says, this looks really good, you guys. And a part of you does a little dance. And then he lets us hear the heartbeat. And it's loud and steady and strong. It's a nice heartbeat. About a week later, we find out it's a boy. I daydream of Lulu being a bossy older sister. And that's kind of fun. And at the end of the day, this is what you want, right? At the very least, a strong, healthy human. And suddenly, this isn't about me anymore. And honestly, it kind of hasn't been for a while. Thank you. Mm-hmm.